Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. Wall Street will be closely watching tomorrow's elections. If the Democrats take over Congress, there will be new leaders of committees that oversee a lot of businesses, and many of those business leaders are worried. Joining us now is Janet Babin of Marketplace. And Janet, which industries have the most to lose if the Democrats pull out a major victory?
Well, Madeline, that would be the pharmaceutical and healthcare sector. According to the Center for Responsive Politics, the pharmaceutical and health products industry is consistently one of the top contributors to political campaigns. And that has played out in this year's races as well in places like Pennsylvania and elsewhere. In general, drug industry donations increased in the years leading up to passage of that Medicare prescription drug benefit. Now, Democrats have called that drug program just a boost to the industry, and they've vowed to change that. I spoke to Brian Bethune about this today. He's a senior economist with Global Insight, and he says if the Democrats do win a majority, they'd probably okay a deal that would let the government negotiate drug prices, and in general, there'd be less protection for the pharmaceutical industry.
That whole issue of the cost of drugs and generics and how much protection there should be and the international trade of generics drugs will probably come back on the table.
Now, Bethune says the industry's already begun to protect itself by making its own generic drugs, but that shift at the Medicare level would still hurt the industry.
Okay, that's one industry. What are some others that could be affected by change?
There are some, there are some others, and the energy industry would be included in there. Bethune says Republicans ushered in the energy industry tax incentives recently that were geared to encouraging oil and gas development, but they've also had the consequence of boosting energy company profits or helping to do that, and the Democrats would likely revise those incentives. And also, the Democrats would probably take on minimum wage legislation, and that could affect the restaurant, travel, and tourism trades.
But some states, big states like California and New York, already have their own minimum wages that are higher than the federal one. So a change at the federal level might not be such a big deal.
Yes, that's true. There are some states that do have that. But in places like Georgia, Madeline, the minimum wage there is $5.15, so it would have an effect there. And also in Louisiana and Mississippi, there is no state minimum wage. And those are states still trying to rebuild and attract tourists since Hurricane Katrina, so a wage hike in those regions would make a big difference. Coming up later today on Marketplace, just before tomorrow's big election, we're going to review how accurate those telephone polls really are. Not very in some cases.
Thank you, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.